This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Hong Kong had to leave the airport on Tuesday as protesters lobbed water bottles at them. A police representative made an announcement saying their aim was to help an injured person inside the airport. The police had to retreat and left the airport departure hall in a van. Carrie Lam, the city's chief executive, said she's not ignoring protesters' pleas.
I, as the chief executive, will be responsible to rebuild Hong Kong's economy, to engage as widely as possible, to listen as attentively as possible, so my people's grievances.
But she stressed that violence is damaging the rule of law in Hong Kong and will push Hong Kong down a path of no return. The U.S. on Tuesday said it's delaying a new 10% tariff on some key Chinese imported consumer products that President Donald Trump had been set to impose September 1st. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative said the levies on laptop computers and computer monitors, cell phones, video game consoles, some toys, shoes, and clothing would be delayed until December 15th. That could be a cost-saving benefit to U.S. consumers shopping for holiday gifts. In addition, the U.S. said it is exempting altogether a separate group of Chinese imports, in its words, based on health, safety, national security, and other factors. Search crews in Malaysia have found the body of a 15-year-old French-Irish girl who went missing more than a week ago. Police said the body of Nora Ann Quarren was located about 2 kilometers from the resort from which she'd been reported missing by her family one day after checking in. The teenage girl, who has learning and physical disabilities, was classified as a missing person by police, but her family suspected she'd been kidnapped. In Washington, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization is welcoming new treatments for Ebola as a positive step in tackling the epidemic in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. But it says other factors, including community engagement, remain crucial in stopping the spread of this deadly disease. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Rigorous clinical trials of 4 treatments for Ebola show that 2 of them vastly improve the chances of survival. The World Health Organization says the use of Regen-EB3 and MAB-114 provide an effective treatment for people infected with the deadly virus. But WHO spokesman Christian Lindmeier cautions these new remedies alone will not stop Ebola.
What will stop Ebola, under the leadership of the government in the DRC, is good surveillance, good infection prevention and control, good community engagement, and excellent vaccination. So, of course, the human factor is a very important factor here.
The latest figures reported by WHO put the number of Ebola cases at 2,831. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Experts say it is unlikely Ebola can be completely eradicated, but WHO says the new tools make it more possible to keep the virus in check. The Trump administration announced a new policy Monday that would impede immigrants already in the country from obtaining permanent residency or citizenship if they use public benefits such as Medicaid, food stamps, or housing assistance. The new policy will take effect October 15, 2019. Democrats, especially those running for the Democratic nomination for president, are up in arms, like the former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Julian Castro.
It's one consistent show of a president who is a racist and basically wants a whiter, wealthier nation.
Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, said the administration wants to avoid situations where people become dependent on public benefits in the future.
We certainly expect people of any income to be able to stand on their own 2 feet.
The rule does not impact humanitarian-based immigration programs for refugees and asylum seekers and contains exemptions for victims of trafficking and domestic violence. The Kremlin on Tuesday downplayed recent protests in Russia and rejected the suggestion that they've created a political crisis in the country. Spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters that President Vladimir Putin has not commented on the demonstrations because he does not see them as exceptional. Peskov also defended the actions of police, saying their actions at the protest were justified. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
It's VOA. 1.